And that time again on a Friday here on AM Live, where we present another update from the coalface. This morning with Terence Creamer, editor of Engineering News and contributing editor to Mining Weekly. New face. And Terence, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Now, this is an interesting one. A serious study reportedly underway for a new West Coast submarine fiber optic cable. It links, I understand, Europe and Africa.
That's correct. This one's being done by the yet-to-be-established InfraCo, which is going to take the long-distance telecom assets of Eskom and Transnet soon, and it's currently acting as a subsidiary of Eskom. But the Department of Public Enterprises Director General, Portia Molefe, has told us that they have given the go-ahead for InfraCo to actually study a new West Coast submarine cable linking Europe and South Africa. The business case being interrogated would build this high-capacity cable, which is different from the SAT-3 cable that currently runs up the West Coast, which has a capacity of around 120 gigabits a second. They would like a bigger capacity of a terabit a second, which is very large. And that also is aligned to the desire to get the bid for this SKA project, the billion-dollar square kilometer array telescope project, which we are competing against Australia with. But the key driver is reducing bandwidth costs, which we know is a big issue and a vexed issue. And Molefe would like this to be an open access cable rather than a telco-owned one. And this would allow many participants on the cable and on that network. And it would be similar to the arrangement that they have terrestrially with Neotel, where Neotel is going to be retailing InfraCo's bandwidth later this year.
Anything, I guess, to lower the cost of bandwidth, as you rightly said, is a very vexed issue. Now, this is also important. Progress being made on the finalization of an action plan for a new industrial policy for South Africa, fairly wide-ranging. Perhaps you can distill it for us.
Yes. The context is here is that while we are accelerating towards the 6% growth levels, there's a bit of concern that we aren't delivering on the shared aspect of ASGISA, which is the Accelerated Shared Growth Initiative for South Africa. Now, obviously, there are second economy initiatives to do this directly. But in the first economy, one of the programs is sector strategies. And here, the Department of Trade and Industry and Mondisi and Parkwa in particular are going to be launching an action plan in late May, which will be rolled out to the provinces in June. And five sectors are going to be honed in upon. And already we know that three of them are probably going to be aligned to ASGISA in the form of tourism, telecoms and biofuels. We also expect that the automotive industry through the Motor Industry Development Program will continue to receive tailored support beyond 2012, which is when the MRDP currently expires. But that big low-hanging fruit that's going to be looked at is the potential spin-offs from the $400 billion-plus infrastructure drive, which is currently underway, which government wants to build capital goods sectors around to do import substitution initially, but then also as an export platform.
You referred to the motor industry and good news in particular for the Eastern Cape, a luxury vehicle manufacturer gearing up for the production of its latest export platform.
That's right. Sometime back, Daimler Chrysler South Africa was given the go-ahead internally in the Daimler Chrysler Group to manufacture the new model for the C-Class. While trial production is currently underway, large-scale production should get underway in July. And the model should be introduced in South Africa in August with exports thereafter. The current model goes off to UK, Japan and Australia. The new one's going to be exported to the US. And they've had to gear up their facility. They spent 2 billion rand. They promise greater low content in the new model. It's going to move up towards the 35% level from the 18% level. And this is for both the left-hand and right-hand derivatives of this car. And at full tilt, they expect to be producing 230 units a day.
Terence Creamer, editor of Engineering News and contributing editor to Mining Weekly, back at the coalface at the same time next Friday here on AM Live.